This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you with the BlowTopSecret.com podcast on the continuing discussion of the Springer conspiracy. They say that if someone goes missing, there is a window of opportunity in which they can be found. I think it's like 24 hours or something. And well, anyway, that window has long closed on the skeptic overlord. We can only assume at this time what horrible tortures he's enduring. But we think of him. We send him our prayers. Yes, the conspiracy does deepen. We're in agreement that Springer hasn't acted alone. Although the cows were exonerated, the cow aliens, you know, I do have to say that if they fly over my house, they won't be brought down with a gun. They'll be brought down with a fork and knife. No wonder I've never seen one like that. Still, possible new suspects crop up. Instead of just Springer and Huggy Bear, we now believe that A.T. Estrogen, Valhall and Parahesia may be the evil minds behind this, and they're just using Huggy Bear and Springer as their muscle. Huggy Bear, Springer, you're being duped. Don't fall under their evil charms. They'll just use you and cast you away. Trust me, I'm a guy I know. You know, not that it's a bad thing in the beginning, but we need to get the skeptic overlord back, my friends. We need to somehow free him. You can do it. You can go behind Valhall and Parahesia's back and somehow spring the man. Bring him back to us, my friends, for he deserves his place here at AboveTopSecret.com. He's earned it. No one should go out like this. If anyone has any other plans on how we can somehow spring Skeptic Overlord from these terrible, terrible people who have attempted a coup against this honorable site, then please, please chip in with the information. We're all gathering together now to try and form a plan. Thank you, my friends, and keep up the hope. Love and light to each of you. This is Whoopi, out.